It's 19 past five, and a new study has revealed New Zealand soft drinks have more sugar in them than our Western counterparts. This has heightened the call for, you guessed it, a sugar tax, and Fizz founder, Dr. Gerhard Sundborn, told Chris Lynch this morning that the sugar tax is a no-brainer.
We've got the third highest obesity rate for adults in the OECD, and also we've got the third highest childhood obesity rates in the OECD, so it's not really that surprising that we have very high sugar intake.
However, the New Zealand Initiative disagrees. Its policy analyst, Janessa Jerram, is with me now. Janessa, welcome. New Zealanders are getting fat. Isn't a sugar tax the best way to make them skinny again?
Hi, Tim. Well, you referenced the latest study that came out today that did look at how much sugar is in our drinks in New Zealand. What it didn't look at is whether a sugar tax will actually work. And that's what we've found with a lot of the studies to date that are calling for a sugar tax. They're not actually saying whether it will actually reduce obesity. So while we might have an obesity problem in New Zealand, we actually don't know whether a sugar tax will do anything to reduce that.
But it's clear we do have an obesity problem in New Zealand. We're like, I think we're, from one measure, we're the third fattest country in the world.
I am uncomfortable calling it an obesity problem. We are overrepresented in the obesity statistics, though, yes.
Why are you uncomfortable with it, with calling it an obesity problem?
Because I like to have people self-identify. If people identify their health as a problem, then that's fine. There are some obese people who don't actually see their health as a problem, and I feel uncomfortable giving them that label.
So if they say that they're obese, that's okay. If they are obese...
If they say that they're unhealthy, then yeah. I would say there's a problem, yes.
So even if someone appears to be obese...
Obese and happy?
Obese and happy.
Sure.
But their obesity doesn't preclude their happiness, they're just obese and happy.
Their obesity may not preclude their happiness, but, say, eating pleasurable foods may preclude their happiness. Actually being able to enjoy life may be something that's really important to them. We can't judge people. And you've got to keep in mind that a lot of the people that are represented in the obesity figures suffer really stressful lives, and so obesity may be one problem in their life, but we don't actually know whether it's the most urgent problem. And that's where sugar taxes are uncomfortable with me, just because it's not just something that addresses their health, but it's actually something that really pings them in the pocket. And when you're already stressed and you're already struggling with money, a sugar tax seems like a really cruel way of going about things.
Are you concerned that our drinks have more sugar than drinks of other countries?
I haven't actually looked at the methods of the study. It does sound a little bit unusual that our drinks would be so much higher than the drinks overseas. And I know that there are some regulations in other countries where manufacturers are forced to get around the guidelines, I guess, and to get around the regulations. But what we do know is that when manufacturers are forced to change their formulation, customers notice, and it's not a very popular decision. We know from the UK that Lucozade has changed their formula based on the announcement of a sugar tax, and sales dropped by 8.4% in a year. Iron Brew in Scotland has also announced that they're going to cut their sugar by 50%, and people are angry.
I heard about that, that they were stockpiling the original Iron Brew because they didn't like the so-called healthier option. That's Janessa Jerram, policy analyst with the New Zealand Initiative. It's 5:23.